You are listening to the Social Media and Search Engine Podcast. To learn about getting your business found online, to grow your brand, and generate tons more revenue. Here now is inspired marketer, entrepreneur, and renowned author with Entrepreneur Magazine and Huffington Post, just to name a few. Let's give a big hand to the dude, the main man, the Viking, Jan Rognerud.
And hey, everybody, this is John here. This is an exciting chapter and another broadcast in the amazing series of getting found and seen online with search and social media and all that good stuff that we're talking about here today. So now I'm going to talk to you about how to write a book and actually do it this weekend. How about that, guys and gals? Well, let me just share with you who I am. This is Jan Rognerud. I am a author myself, and I have three books in the bookstores right now. The latest one with Entrepreneur Press, The Ultimate Guide to Optimizing Your Website. And you can find it in the bookstores now. And I've been written up at the New York Times, the Huffington Post that I'm running for, Entrepreneur Magazine, I mentioned, Social Media Examiner, Yahoo Social Media Today, PC World, Network World, and American Express Open. And I have a search marketing firm in Los Angeles. We deal with SEO, social media, pay-per-click, training, consulting. And we help companies get seen, in summary. But today, this is not about me, as I say. This is about you and how can I write a book from scratch this weekend. I was out for lunch here today with a good friend, and he kind of laughed. And, you know, he laughed in a good way, but there was a little bit of mistrust there, as in, yeah, that can't be done, right? Well, guess what? You don't have to do what they did in the old days. And I'm showing you here now, if you're watching the YouTube channel, a slide of the classic ink and feathered pen and slaving and sweating bullets to just even getting a sentence down on paper. Technology, process, and the way we transact online right now, today in 2014, just creates this to be an amazing, amazing experience. And really, if you think about it, the Kindle and the way Amazon operates has completely changed the book industry. The creation is what we're going to talk about here today, how to write it, but also the distribution, which is amazing. We're going to touch on marketing, a number of things here today. But let me just start out by saying you have to be calm. You have to just relax and enjoy here. This process is simpler than you think. Keep calm. You're a champion, as the expression goes here. And let me just tell you how important it is to have a book out. It creates authority like no other. And essentially, people look up to, respect, engage with a published author in a much different way. You're sort of by default anointed a trusted expert. So if you're a doctor or a professional in any industry, if you're a carpenter or if you're a gardener or if you're a florist, I don't care, whichever industry you're in and where you come from, there is a book for you and there's a book in you. I firmly believe that, and it's a fantastic way to boost your image, your company's image, your reputation and trust, as I mentioned. And you may be currently employed. You may want to elevate yourself within the organization, or you might be in transition. Maybe you're breaking out on your own. But either way, an official published book will help you tremendously in creating that maximum authority and leadership. And I found that to be true for myself as well. And it really sets the stage. Really, really exciting. So I'm going to break down here today how you, the champion, can write a book in a weekend. And while this is not a complete course, there's some great courses out there, it will help you get started. And I'm not going to spend too much time on all the individual pieces, but enough for you to get excited about the fact that, yes, you know what, I think I can actually do this. And it starts off with why people don't write a book in the first place. That's where I'm going to start today. And the answer is, hey, Jan, it probably costs too much, right? And it definitely is a lot of work. And true, it is a lot of work and high-profile book. It could be, you know, 300K to 500K. It takes months, a big, big endeavor. But I'm talking about creating a professional-grade starter ebook for under $1,000, you know, 500 if you want to squeeze it down there. So second, people say, I don't know what to write. I've never written a book before. And then thirdly here, how do I start and how do I market it? So with all of these questions, which, by the way, they're great questions, it's just that there's no apparent answer, and so they give up even before they start doing even just the insy-binsy research itsy bitsy, I guess is the term here. And because of these unknowns, you know, the technical and operational issues, yeah, they will take that book to the grave with them and deprive the world of their amazing experience, skills, and talents. And that's you, so don't let that be you, right? Seriously, these strategies really work well. And my experience has been really amazing because I've written 3 books for Entrepreneur Press, as I said. Last one out this year is in the bookstores now. And there's a process to this. And I can tell you that my biggest thing is I got over the fact that I've never written a book before. That's where I started. But I had self-limiting beliefs. Really, really stupid. But I had the knowledge and experience, but I couldn't actually do it because of my own self. I got in my own big way. So anyway, here, let me just tell you where to start. And let's dig in. Be clear on the goal. That's really the first place you need to start. And think about the number one problem that you're trying to solve for the reader. So start brainstorming on this. Don't overanalyze it, though. And then also come up with some catchy titles and make it short if possible. Then what you want to do is you start breaking these sections down. You basically start at the top goal, as I said, break them into sections, and then within those you might have subsections or subdivisions, and these are essentially chapters that they end up being, and you create those with a strong headline and the intro. And you really, the whole idea with these sections is to have strong headlines that captures the reader's attention. And then here comes the writing part. You speak and record, yes, into your recording device, whatever that might be. iPhone, right smack right there, man. And if you want to think about this as in the movies, the story arc of movies, it's fantastic. It's so simple. It's a 1-2-3 punch, right? An intriguing beginning, an expanding middle, and reveal in the end. And the end of the section also, for each section, each theme there, should have takeaways and action steps so that they actually have immediate benefit and they have some things they can actually do. And of course, adding resources and links to your research. Now, here's an interesting tip. If you have teleseminars or webinars and recordings already in place, you can simply organize this and create it into a book. And send it off to a transcription service. We're going to get to that in a second, how that works. But if you're also traveling a lot, by the way, this is another tip, the classic I don't have time for a book. Just organize it, as I've just mentioned, and then speak into the phone and send it straight to copytalk.com. Fantastic service. Now, let's move into creation. So we've actually looked at how to map out the structure of the book. And again, this is not super intense here. We're not going into tons of detail. I'm going fast. But the intention is to give you that push to actually get started and see how simple this really is. So we're going to move into the create process. So what we do now, this is the simplest of them all. You just send the audio to the transcription service. And Rev.com or Fiverr.com, and just search for it up there. Done. You know, get that done. Number two here in this section of create is get the manuscript together, add a couple of interviews as a bonus, and send it to the proofreader. And you can use proofreadnow.com. There's some other resources on my blog. You want to check that out, but proofreadnow.com is awesome. Then you add the catchy title to the cover design, get that done. You can do that over at fiverr.com as well. That's about $5, $10 to get that done. And finally, hey, let's get that book up on a place where it looks official, CreateSpace with Amazon or bookbaby.com. Upload there, set a price or no price, meaning free, and you have the book completed. Now, this is just part of the steps here to sort of a complete process and a cycle here for getting the book created, for the structure as we saw, and now moving into book marketing. And this is this, you know, entire books have been written on this, and we're going to cover it here in a few minutes. So clearly, we're going to do justice to some, but not all. Here's one: local marketing. Immediately, people are thinking, I need to blast it to the world. Start in your own local community, local organizations, chamber of commerce, local TV, radio, magazines. Get it out there. Number two, free giveaways. Give it to clients. Offer it a special bonus options when selling or speaking and networking. Pursue and get invited to speaking events. Give it away there. And, you know, even add those links directly into your material so they can shop it at Amazon and get to it directly or wherever you have it placed. And use your professional network and friends to push it in exchange for a copy. And always ask in number 5 here, hey, I'd like a review from you. I'll give this to you for free. And I think it'll help you, but as a favor, can you just give me a nice little review? That'd be cool, right? Well, so nothing too hot and heavy here, but these are strategies that work like crazy. And so this image is a little intense, right? But it's really intended to inspire you, kick your butt a little bit here. And I'm your friendly candor and love over here, Jan, telling you, do you want to create this or do you want to continue complaining, right? Create or complain. I'd like you to actually stop complaining. I'd like you to create, and I'd like to get inspired and follow the steps in this blog post, in this broadcast. And there's more information at the blog, as I said, and additional resources so you can get that. And of course, if you need book launch help, meaning you have gone through the process and you'd like to launch this into the marketplace, well, you can hire my team at chaosmap.com and we'll help you get it out there to plan it out, to execute that campaign, make sure that you track everything through analytics and optimize it all throughout and so that you get found in search engines and whatnot. So this has been a very brief, about 10 minutes or so today, but man, I do love it so much. If you want to get more, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure that you subscribe to all the options that I have here for new episodes, free podcasts, workshops, and book updates. I have some new workshops coming up that you might be interested in. And of course, go to my blog at janrognerud.com/blog, janrognerud.com/blog. Hey, I love this so much, and we talk about create here today. Well, I say it all the time. If you want to change your future, create that today. And you can start today. So again, appreciate it so much for taking a listen here with me today on this fantastic journey. We have just gone through and created your first book. How cool is that? So get it done. You have the tools and the strategies now. All you got to do is push yourself a little bit and off you go. You are amazing. You have the experience. Let's do it. Now I want to see it. Please touch base and I'll talk to you soon. Yawn out. Later.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Social Media and Search Engine Podcast with your host, Jan Rognerud.